Blog Talk Radio.
You in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. Or should I say, great spirits, with all the holidays coming up and people getting ready to start to take their long vacations and getting ready to enjoy their time with their family and friends and things along that nature. So, today, what we're going to talk about is take control of your life. And if anybody would like to call in, the number is 323-443-7471. Again, that's 323-443-7471. Also, in the upper left-hand corner of the screen, if you're actually on, we'd appreciate it if you would go ahead and click follow if you enjoy the show, and also share the show with other people that also may get something out of the things that we share and say on the Zurian Show. And also stand by for our guests. You know, we have a number of different guests that we have on the show. But anyway, with no further ado, let's move forward on taking control of your life. First off, your happiness is in your hands. It's not in anybody else's hands. It's not under anybody else's control. Remember that old saying, it's not what happens, it's how you handle it. It's how you deal with what happens that matters to, as in whether you're going to be happy or not be happy. You know, and one of the other things I think that we all need to realize is that no one of us can do it all. You know, there's a lot of things that are going on in our lives and around us, but no one of us can do it all. However, if we can get a team of people together that are like-minded and all are striving for the same things, you can create that team and work together to help you to reach your goals actually a little bit quicker and a little faster. Plus that now you have more than one person working on the goal. So you're working on the goals as a group, and that actually gives you strength. You know that old saying, four eyes are better than two. You know, four ears are better than two. You know, the same thing goes with minds. The more people that you can put on a problem, the easier it is to fix that problem. Now, one of the main problems I think that a lot of people have is that we have a tendency to align ourselves and partner ourselves with people that aren't going to be part of the solution. They're only going to be part of the problem. They have the wrong attitude, they have the wrong mindset, and they're not people that are going to be in sync with people that want to do positive things. So as you've heard me say before, one of the main things that you want to do is once you identify that you've got negatives around you, you need to remove those negatives around you. But again, also know that if you put too much on your plate, then that's also going to get in your way. That's also going to slow you down from finding the success that you want to find. But anyway, let's move right along. Like I said, you can't do it all. Most times, most of us are just, we're just reaching, but we're not really reaching to find our potential. You know, we put ourselves on what's called remote, and unfortunately we're on a remote where we want to go to channel 200. However, we're not pushing the right buttons to get to channel 200, or we don't have the plan in place that's going to get us there. We want to get to 200, but our plan is only geared to get us to 100. Well, that means that you need to adjust, you know, figure out what it is that you want to do. Take your life off of bad remote controls. Take it off of the device that's not going to work and not going to get you where you need to get. What you need to do is get that burning desire to actually succeed and to do the things that you need to do, and you need to put that process in place. Okay? You need to make sure that everything's the way that it needs to be. You need to do some goal setting. All right? You need to forget about it. Set your goal, forget about it, get that attitude of gratitude, and start doing the things necessary to put you in the place that you need to be. All right? If you really want happiness, then you need to know what to do to get happiness. And first off, you have to decide to get off your butt, come on, and make it happen. Put it in place. Get it in gear. Another thing that we need to also look at is also managing our lives, managing our money, managing our finances, managing our our checkbooks, and all of these other things that are actually going to help us. You know, the signs of life, the signs that your life are out of control can seem a little or may seem subdued, but you can do it if you go ahead and first off acknowledge that there's certain things that are a problem in your life and then start doing the things necessary to actually fix those things, to take control of your life, to put you in the position where you can find happiness, to improve your attitude, to have that attitude of gratitude and to start doing things to move forward. All right, let's talk about a few of the things. One is your attitude and your challenges. These are some questions that you need to ask yourself, you know, when you're looking at your attitude. Do you believe that now is the perfect time for you to seize opportunity? Do you believe or feel that confidence, the confidence in your future and in your full prosperity? Do you believe that you have the skills and ability to meet your goals? Do you look at the challenges, at the challenging people in your life as teachers rather than as enemies? Now, those are some questions that you need to ask yourself, and those are things that will work on helping you with your attitude and the challenges of your attitude. Now, if you said yes to 0 to 1, then congratulations, you're okay. You're on your path to getting where you need to get. But if you're not, if you said yes to more than one of those 4 questions that I asked you, then that means you've got some work that you need to do. The next thing is, are you pursuing your goals? Now, when you look at are you pursuing your goals, have you written down your long-term goals? Okay, next, have you written down a few things that you want to achieve by the end of the year? Now, the end of the year is already 2012, but if we're talking 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, then, of course, you only work on 1 year at a time, but you need to work on the things that you want to actually finish before the end of the year. Have you developed specific steps to meet your larger goals, plus a way to measure your progress? These are questions, again, you need to ask yourself. Do you meet your goals regularly, and do you set new ones? Again, same question. If you've answered yes to more than one of these, then you're on your way, all right? You're a champion goal setter, and you're moving forward. But if you answered no to 2 or more of these, then that means you've got some work that you need to do. And the same thing went for the first one. The next thing that you need to look at, if we're talking about trying to improve your life, is your life fulfilling? So when you look at it and you ask yourself, is your life fulfilling, here's some of the questions that you need to be able to ask, and these are pretty much yes or no's. Do you feel like something is missing from your life? Do you neglect your hobbies or interests in favor of your daily tasks? Do you feel yourself watching the clock, watching for the day to end? Do you fill your downtime with mindless distractions like too much television? Again, if you answer no to 0 to 1 of these questions, then congratulations, okay? Because your life is balanced and you're, you know, a person that's looking at your interests and your passions and your responsibilities, and you'll stay happy and fulfilled. However, if you said yes to more than 2 of these questions, then again, you've got some work to do. Next category that I want to talk about is your relationships. All right? Do you need a relationship checkup? That's basically the question. And here's the questions for that. Do you opt out of family activities because of work? Do you think that you're too busy to connect with old friends? Do you think that you're too busy to spend time with your family? Has your social life dwindled down to your spouse or coworker? Next one, during stressful times, do you avoid burdening others with your problems? If you answered no to 0 to 1 of these, then again, congratulations. You're on the way to making relationships a priority in your life, and you're doing pretty well. However, if you answered yes to 2 to 4 of these, then that means you've got some work to do. You need to work on getting your life in order. Next thing I want to talk about is, do you have a grip on your finances? Now, this is a serious one, and most of us pretty much know the answers to this one are probably not good for most people. But here's the questions for you to ask yourself. Do you know where your money goes each month? Are you allotting money each month to your savings goals? Do you feel in control of your credit card spending? Are you on track in building your wealth with your income? Again, if you said yes to to 0 to 1 of these, then guess what? Then your financial management skills are on top and you're moving right in form. You're going where you need to go. But if you said no to 2 to 4 of these questions, then guess what? You need to do some soul searching, because guess what? You're probably going through unnecessary financial stress and you're probably not achieving your true goals when it comes to your financing. And my last little bit of questions. My last question is, do you control your income? This is a very serious one because most people do not. And the questions are actually pretty short with this one. And it is, if you face a layoff, do you have an alternative income source? There's a lot of people out there that are working single jobs, and basically all of your eggs are in one basket. If you do not have an alternative income source, you're putting yourself in a bad position. And I'm not talking savings. I'm talking about something else that you do that is actually going to bring in money or has the possibility of bringing in money that you've been working and creating and building, including your network. Do you feel you have as much control over your financial situation in an economy of downturn as in a boom? So right now in the United States, and actually around the world, the economy is not looking too bright for people. How does that make you feel? How much stress is that putting on you? Next question, do you have a plan for building wealth? Next one, have you taken the steps towards starting a business you've always dreamed of owning? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody seems to think that starting a business or starting your own business or starting a home business is risky. Well, I'm going to tell you now, if you listen to any of the experts out there, all right, the people that are making a lot of money, they will tell you straight off that working a 9-to-5, working an 8-hour job, working a 40-hour week, working for someone else is more risky than you working for yourself. I'm not saying that it's easy. I'm not saying that it's something that you can do without some forethought, some energy, and that's why you need to find something that you love and find something that's going to work for you. However, please understand that if you truly want to build wealth in this world, and there are people that do it without starting their own business, but they are few and far and in between. If you want to truly have wealth in your life, then you need to think about and consider seriously starting a business. And that business can be part-time, that business can be a few hours a week, that business could be 40 hours a week. It depends on what you want to work. But most people work harder for other people than they do for themselves. Don't you be one of them. Entrepreneurship is probably the way to go. Now, in the areas that we talked about, I'm going to come back to entrepreneurship again, but in the areas that we talked about pursuing your goals, and there were some checks. We talked about your attitude to make sure that you can handle your challenges. We talked about, your life fulfillment, fulfilling your lifetime dreams. We talked about the relationship checkup. We also talked about getting a grip on your finances, and we talked about controlling your income, and we also talked about building wealth. Now, when we talk about building wealth, I'm going to throw two things out at you. One, I'm going to throw out to you is text message mobile media, which is market and marketing. Again, Isaac, I'm going to put it on the site, but I'm going to throw it out there. If you don't have a pen, grab a pen right now. www.izigg.com/zsuccess. Again, www.izigg.com/zsuccess. If you're looking for a home-based business, that's probably a good home-based business for you. If you also want to look at social proof, then it's www.izigmedia.com, and there's all your social proof. Another phenomenal home business that I recommend to anybody is Momentous. And if you want to look at that website, it's www.zsuccess.mymomentous, and Momentous is momentis.biz. So there would be Izigg, again, www.izigg.com/zsuccess, or Momentous at www.zsuccess.mymomentis.biz. Those are two companies that are on the forefront of technology, on the forefront of what everybody wants and needs. And those are two companies that can help you. Izigg does mobile media, text message, mobile media marketing. And Momentous does essential services, energy, all of those things, along with DirecTV, ADT, internet services, web services, also some other tools that they've added. But both of these companies are on the forefront of the technology that is actually needed by everybody today. The marketing for businesses and people that are trying to build their brands through the numbers 90210. Izigg actually purchased the rights to the numbers 90210, and they connect companies that way and help them grow a database and then also grow a recidivist relationship with their clients. And Momentous. Momentous is one of the number one companies that's the marketing arm for Just Energy, and they've also basically really got a line on things. And with Momentous right now, this is 2012, December, they actually have a program out there now for veterans. Any veteran can actually sign up for Momentous, and the actual startup fees are all waived. So if you decide that you want to do that, you would go to the website that I gave you. You would click on Join My Team, and then from there, to the left, once you click on Join My Team, there'll be a category there. The bottom category for those that have done military service is veterans. They would click on the veterans and then fill out the information as needed there and move forward as they go to develop and grow and make money. But again, ladies and gentlemen, if you truly want wealth in your life, you can't pigeonhole yourself into any one job. You can't depend on your boss to give you a raise, or your supervisor to give you a raise, or the company to keep you. You know, we're in a time frame where technology is a blessing and it can also be a curse. And a lot of us are getting laid off, and a lot of people are getting laid off because of technology and because of the economic situation, and also because in some cases some of these companies aren't being run as well as they could be. And they're also not doing it with you in mind. They're doing it with them in mind, because remember, it's all about the bottom line. So, again, go over the things that I told you. Look at the other information that I sent you or that was also provided, and be a smart consumer. Remember, you have responsibilities, and the only person that's responsible for your responsibilities are you. And if you're not there to take care of them, they're probably not going to get taken care of. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and do what we need to do. Let's go ahead and make our lives fantastic. Let's go on and make our lives happy. Let's go on and do the things that we need to do so that we can experience the type of joy, happiness, and success that we say we want. You know, let's go ahead and if we're going to talk the talk, let's walk the walk. Let's do the things that are going to help us to succeed and to have happy, healthy, and successful. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I hope that this show has shared some information with you that is also going to help you. But again, take control of your life. Be happy. Do the things that you need to do. Bring joy to your life and to your family. And know that it's up to you. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and as always, I want to thank you all for listening. I am truly humbled. And please follow us. Follow us and share the link with other people. We truly are humbled by the fact that so many people have chosen and continue to choose to listen to the Zurian Show. Take care, be well, and I wish you all the best of luck, happiness, joy, and a solid foundation and future in your life, now and forever. But you need to make it happen because nobody else is going to make it happen for you. Become the CEO of you. Take care, be well, and have a happy, happy holiday.